Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. This morning, we're letting the music play a little bit longer. Well, A, because we were enjoying it, and B, we're trying to find Rosemary.
Where are you?
We're trying to find her at some point, but we'll get her there. Hey, good morning. Welcome to our roundtable panel. It's a Monday morning. It's the 12th of September. I hope you had a very nice weekend. Well, we have a lot to discuss, so we'll get to that in just a moment. Let me introduce our panel to you. WAMC's Alan Chartok is here in his seat. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. And it's a lovely Monday. The problem, of course, and we all slept well last night because, you know,
the weather was good. Beautiful. Yeah.
But the news ain't so great.
Well, we'll get to that in just a second. And so Libby Post is with us, a political consultant, and I'm sure we will draw on her years of experience this morning. So thank you very much for being here.
You're so welcome.
Rosemary Armeo is due. I haven't gotten an email, but hopefully she's okay. She's the director of the journalism program at the University at Albany, and hopefully she will be with us shortly. So good morning and welcome to the program. The news, of course, that Alan is referring to, that everyone is talking about this morning, it is the news of the day, and that is that Hillary Clinton is being treated for pneumonia. This came after she abruptly left a ceremony for the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on Sunday. She had to be helped into a van. There was a very disturbing video that was released showing her stumble and seemingly faint and being almost dragged into a van and brought to her daughter's house, to her apartment in the city. What is equally disturbing about all of this is that there was a pretty much a news blackout. Nobody knew where she was for two long periods of time, both between the time that she had her medical episode at the ceremony and then shortly thereafter when they brought her to Chappaqua. It was then at 5 o'clock in the evening, the original explanation was, okay, Rosemary is stuck in traffic, but she'll be here. The original explanation was that she was overheated at the ceremony. And then later in the day, at about 5:30, her personal doctor, who saw her at her home in Chappaqua, said that she had been diagnosed with pneumonia. And as I think we all know in this room, and most people know at home, there are several different types of pneumonia: bacterial pneumonia, viral pneumonia, different types of pneumonia. So there were no real details given about that. But that she had pneumonia, and then about...
Wait, just one
question. They said she was on antibiotics.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yes,
but
they can give you antibiotics for both viral and bacterial.
But before we move there, I just wanted to know, because I was puzzled by the doctor's statement, whether they knew, whether this pneumonia thing had been before what happened yesterday. In other words,
it was diagnosed on Friday.
Yeah, it was diagnosed Friday.
So she went to the event.
She went to a lot of events.
Yes.
From Friday until Sunday. She was campaigning the entire time. She had that national security forum that she hosted. There were a number of other events. And then she went to the 9/11. And look, when you have pneumonia, it's not easy.
I was going to say pneumonia is a very, very dangerous disease, particularly for those of us in a certain age category.
Right.
And she is in that certain age category, 68 years of age.
Right,
so,
not in Alan's certain age category, closer to mine.
It's not necessary to do
actually, that. Actually, according to the doctors, I think it's over 65, is it, in that category.
Okay, fine.
Anyway, my final wrap-up here, and then we'll start talking about it, is that, in addition to all of this, that was at about 5:30, 5:40, her doctor made that announcement about the Friday diagnosis of pneumonia and said that she is being treated. She's being treated at home. She's been given antibiotics and that she is expected. I knew you wouldn't miss this conversation.
Rose. I was distraught thinking I might miss it.
So I'm getting to the point of, what do you guys think? So then the final thing was that she canceled her trip Monday and Tuesday, today and tomorrow, to the state of California as a result of the pneumonia. Okay, where do you want to begin?
Libby?
Well, on one hand, she has pneumonia, and she's doing the responsible thing by staying home, taking fluids, doing whatever drugs the doctor tells her to do, and resting so that she can continue the campaign.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
So why not, on Friday, when you're diagnosed with pneumonia, put out a statement and say, by the way, that cough, I have pneumonia, I checked it out. Be proactive. I checked it out. I have pneumonia. I'm on antibiotics. I'm going to cut back on my schedule. I'm hoping to be at the 9/11 memorial because it's very important to me to be there. And I'm going to be there. And then anything that happened after that would have been explainable.
I agree with you. I don't think they handled this as well as they could have. I think that because of the constant conspiracy theories about her health that's coming from the Trump campaign and the alt-right folks, you know, they're being very reticent to say, yeah, she's sick. But it's clear that she's sick and she has pneumonia. And so I think she should have said something on Friday when she got diagnosed so that she wouldn't have had to had this kind of situation. But the fact of the matter is she didn't. We can all armchair quarterback as much as we can. Right now she's doing the right thing in terms of staying home for a little while so that she can get better and get back on the campaign trail. I found it interesting that Trump really didn't say anything about it.
Because he knows it was a catastrophic error. He doesn't have to say anything.
Well, I think
I'm as partisan as Libby. I think it was, I don't know if it's a recoverable error. Think about it. What presidential candidates have we ever seen collapse? There were President Schott, and there was George Bush, who threw up all over the president
Japanese.
Of Japan. Yeah, sorry, Japan.
But it wasn't during a campaign.
Actually, he was not reelected after that. There was still that idea of weakness, which is exactly what Trump has been presented. I think it was a catastrophic error.
Alan?
Well, I certainly think Rosemary is right. The scene of the two Secret Service agents lifting her up by her elbows and putting her in the van is a disaster, because remember that Trump has been playing all along on her weakness, on her inability and lack of stamina to do this. His numbers are going up. I expect that they're going to go up again during this thing. Now, here's what. If there's any substance at all to the perpetration of the rumors that she's sick, and it turns out that she was, and it turns out that in terms of the her stability after the former incident that she had with the double vision or whatever.
Concussion.
If it turns out that she is not well, and I hope I'm wrong. No, I don't want to change that. I hope it's not so, because I don't believe it. But if it turns out that way, then this is the time the changes have to be made, not later on.
You have to think there might be an underlying condition, just as Trump has been saying, because she did the same thing happen with the concussion. She fainted. So I think it's, yes, Libby, it's so.
Yeah, you and faint even, when you get a concussion, and you can faint when you have
No. You get
she
a concussion
fainted
as a
and
result.
Got the concussion.
Yeah, you get a concussion as and a result
here's,
of the fainting.
And here's the other thing. Even did pneumonia, faint? Did that come because she's so run down, because she's working so hard? Yes, I believe it really did. But Trump, who is older, is running the same campaign. It didn't happen to him. I cannot paint this in a good way. I have really tried. My sister and I spent an hour yesterday saying, how do you put a good face on this? The only thing I can think she can do right now is today, not tomorrow, not next week, today she must come out with all of those medical records from the concussion, chest x-rays to see the pneumonia. Everything has to come out today. She's got to do a John McCain. And Trump, by the way, had a physical last week. Kelly Conway is on all the shows saying, "Oh yeah, we're gonna come out with all of his records." And Trump is his health is fine too. So.
Okay, so I have a bunch of follow up questions, but number one is this not for those? We look at Hillary Clinton's numbers as far as likability and favorability, and they're abysmal. Isn't this one of the reasons? This is a typical Clintonian response to how things.
No.
They had the opportunity. Oh, come on, Rosemary.
I can't see that opportunity. How about if they feel sorry for her for being sick? There's that possibility.
Right.
And how about if people like Libby just did it, and I know many women who did this. She just tried to power through. She goes, yeah, I don't feel well, but
That's
this
right.
is really important. I can't not
Why
do this.
Why lose the press corps? Why not tell people where you are? Why not disclose it on Friday? Why not tell
all fatal errors for which I think she's going to pay?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But isn't that sort of the Clintonian myth of the concerns that people have that a lot of things are secret that don't necessarily have to be secret?
So let me lob the so-called political hand grenade into all of this. Let's assume for a second that she is ill. Now is the time you have to make a change. And what would that change be?
Well, that's the issue.
Would it be Bernie Sanders? I doubt
Joe
it.
Joe Biden.
Would it be Joe Biden? I'm quite
it
sure.
It can't be Tim Kaine. He's not strong enough to do it.
No, but that's what I would think would be. Now, even the speculation is dangerous because obviously you want to give the woman the benefit of the doubt. That she's telling you the truth.
Everybody's talking about that. Yeah. So that's the obvious question, Alan.
So thanks for that.
And, I think that was a compliment, but it may not have come off that way.
But nonetheless.
Yeah. But I do think that since everybody is talking about it, and since there's only basically, 7 weeks left to the election, you better do it now if you're going to do it. Now, I think if you did it, Joe Biden would win in a flash. I do.
I do, too. But I also think that, you know, if she stays on the ticket, which is, you know, this is a situation I don't think anyone's ever had to deal with before. She has to show herself to be as strong as ever.
Let me ask another question, though.
Okay.
Even again, this is just optics, but why not, even at this point, because once that video came out, I mean, I saw that video and I was like, oh my God.
Right.
So once the video came out, why not bring her to, get ready, a hospital, allow people to look at her, have the three doctors sit and do the press conference and say this, this, and this, and control it much better than losing the press corps for an hour, bringing her to her personal, to her home, having her personal doctor release a statement hours after she arrived.
Okay, so why don't you answer your own question, which is why not?
Well, exactly. Yeah. So I mean, but it just adds to the
why not the concern. She goes to the hospital
and there's something really wrong with her.
No, or there's hell to pay.
I think that's
there's hell to pay from a visual point of view.
Yeah, I think that's an even worse visual of bringing her to the hospital.
I don't know.
The worst part was to describe that video as a stumble. That's a lie. That's a lie. And anybody who saw that said she's hiding something. That was the worst thing of all, I think.
She was
stumble?
That's not a stumble.
She was a collapse.
She was picked up by the elbows.
Right. Yep.
Well, and there have been reports, and I don't know if they've been confirmed or not, but that they whisked her in, they picked her up, they dragged her feet, and she even lost her shoe in the street.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
a collapse.
It was a collapse.
And I am in despair because I think this was such good luck for Donald Trump.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's not even October.
And then there's a question that's been lurking in the back of my mind as to whether or not, since Trump has been talking again and again and again about the fact that she's sick and she has lack of stamina, what did he know and when did he know it?
Well, the other thing, too, is...
What, you mean like he knew she was sick?
Yes, that's what I mean, that somebody leaked something to her.
That's interesting.
But wouldn't that also... And I'm not trying to throw out conspiracy theories here. However, if it came that there was really no diagnosis on Friday and that was kind of a cover-up to what had happened... I mean, it would at least explain why it wasn't handled better.
Well, but,
do you know what I mean?
No, because even the very fact that there was, quote, no diagnosis, as you just said, on Friday.
Well, there was a diagnosis.
That's correct. So why didn't they come right out and say?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
On Friday,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, if they didn't do it, I mean, doesn't that even give you some pause that all right, maybe this whole story is being made up because we didn't hear about it?
There is a conspiracy. It's all over the internet that the pneumonia was just the best excuse they came with in an hour of trying to think of something during the press blackout. It just all is feeding on itself. And none of it is good for Hillary Clinton. The only good thing is we're not talking about basket of deplorables anymore.
That's well, exactly right.
Although I have to say, he was on Donald Trump was on Fox and Friends. He said, "I hope she gets better." And then, in 20 seconds into the interview, the first thing he started talking about was the basket of deplorables.
Kelly Conway is in charge of that convention of that whole campaign right now, and she is very, very good. She is the one who said, "Don't you dare go on Twitter. Let this just play out." The same way that Hillary didn't say anything when Trump was flaming out. He didn't have to. And he looked statesmanlike. He goes, "I hope she gets better and can join the fight again." Looked very statesman. And then she also, in all the shows, is talking about, you know, she had a very bad 48 hours. There was that. And then there was the way she characterized all the many supporters of Trump. And the only, I'm not so sure it was that horrible a thing.
It's not.
For those of us who are Democrats, I love it. It's the first term from Hillary Clinton that has entered the vernacular the way the wall and build the wall has entered, or believe me, suddenly we're saying basket of deplorables. So she didn't hurt herself with that.
We'll get right into it.
We'll have a break. We'll be right back and continue our conversation. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, and Libby Post joining us. We are talking about many things, but mostly the health of the Democratic candidate for president, Hillary Clinton, which was brought into question yesterday as she was diagnosed on Friday with pneumonia and collapsed at a outside of an event for 9/11 and at Ground Zero yesterday in Manhattan. I do. We have a ton of letters. I'm going to get to the letters in just a second because we do have a ton of them. I just want to bring up this question because I think it's something that's brought up. Even if she's sick, there's something wrong. We find out what it is definitively. Is that a question of her physical health versus his mental health?
I hope that's true. I don't think it will be. Physical health is easier to see. It's a stumble rather than just saying something stupid, which doesn't seem to have hurt Donald Trump.
Ever.
Yeah.
But there have been, I mean, there have, for the for liberals talking about, or for the conservatives talking about Hillary Clinton and her health, there has certainly been a lot of questions about Donald Trump and early phases of Alzheimer's and all of that.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. With mental health, you really do need
a diagnosis
from an expert. She fell in the street. You don't have to be a doctor to know that something's wrong with that. That's really visceral.
No, okay. But we were talking as we left about the basket of deplorables. And, you know, there was a certain agreement in this room, not for me, but everybody else, that her big mistake was that she said half of the voters who were voting for her.
Yes.
Right.
Half. And you don't attack the voters. You don't. It was an unfortunate mistake by Hillary. And I am certainly willing to consider the fact that she made it because she was feeling badly. And she wasn't up to on her game.
I don't think that helps her. Oh, I'm really sorry I invaded that country. I just had a bad day. I felt
no,
bad.
No. I don't think so.
Presidents have to be strong.
Yeah, I think she knew what she was saying. I don't think it had anything to do with her health.
Okay.
She was.
We'll never know.
We'll never know that. She was speaking to a group of people who, you know, it was an LGBT fundraiser in New York City. You know, she was speaking to a group of people who love her. Barbara Streisand sang a great parody of Bringing the Clowns.
Anti-Trump song.
Yeah, it was great. And I think she knew exactly what she was saying. I think she should never have apologized. I think she should have said, "I'll apologize when Donald Trump apologizes for calling Mexican rapists and all the other things that he has said."
Sure.
You got to just love Kellyanne on TV saying, "It's wrong to generalize against a group of people."
Really?
Like calling Mexicans criminals. Right. I'm sure some of them are fine.
And by the way, I know that you are talking in great, great terms of Kellyanne. However, I do want you to understand that Kellyanne is not going to be the president of the United States.
Right.
Donald Trump.
No, she's going to help Donald Trump be the president of the United States.
And then, like in Robert Redford in that famous film, The Candidate, at the very end, he'll say, "What do we do now, Kellyanne?" And she'll say, "No, not we, you.
Yeah, right.
Goodbye.
Yeah. See ya. Yeah. Just pay the bill." And that's the issue. He's not paying the bill. Don't forget, his policy shop in D.C., they all quit because they didn't get paid.
And those cute little singers in his early commercials, they didn't get paid. How do you stiff children? Jeez.
All right. So we have a ton of letters.
Me too.
And they're all over the board, so let's go.
Okay. Joan says, they're upset because, as the saying goes, if the shoe fits, wear it. I'm tired of hearing these commentators, Republican Democrats, skirting the issue that his cult supporters are racist and referring to them only as an electorate angry with the system. Plenty of us get angry, but supporting his hateful, racist, and moronic behavior, and then on from there. All right. Linda says, dear Roundtable, I read in the New York Times this morning, then tuned to you. Shock and awe, you are hyping this incident with Hillary way up. When I'm surprised, not in a good way, other readers are probably surprised as you as well. Where's your empathy? Please slow this down.
Mm-hmm. Not up to us. Sorry. She fainted in front of the whole world.
And I think we're all empathetic.
I don't think it's as bad as everybody's saying it is.
Well, it may turn out to be not
that
bad.
It looked bad.
And we have 9 weeks, and we have millions of dollars to spend on advertising and getting a message out. So, you know, it will. This too shall pass.
So successful at that in the past.
Right. This too shall pass. And this is the Clinton legacy. This too shall pass.
And Paul from North Adams says, I was surprised that within hours of yesterday's video being released, there was talk of Hillary stepping aside and letting Uncle Joe take over. I would vote for him in a second, don't get me wrong, but too soon? Lisa says, I am a progressive who absolutely abhors Hillary Clinton. However, I feel empathy for her illness. All her supporters can think of is the visual. Hillary's problem is always Hillary. The real lack of trust people like me who do their homework have for her, the lies, et cetera. Okay. And then panel says Green, if Hillary were not physically fit to be president, would not Bill and her daughter try to talk her out of running? They are certainly aware of the strain of campaigning for this high office. What are your thoughts about
this? The conspiracy about the campaign there is that Bill knows she's sick, and that's fine with him because then he gets to be president for a third term.
Oh, come on.
Yes, it's all over the internet.
Oh,
yeah, the conspiracy theories are unreal.
David says, two questions. How is it that your panel, supposedly much more intelligent and studied than Trump's basket, see Hillary's health issues as another right-wing conspiracy? Two, why is VP Biden suddenly the front runner? Why not Bernie, who went through the process? We're getting a lot of those letters.
The people who will decide, should it become necessary, on who replaces Hillary will be the Democratic establishment.
And it's the
Bernie
committee.
Is not one of them.
It's the committee to fill vacancies will make that decision, and that's usually the top tier of the party. So
thank you very much.
It's no longer primary.
It does have to do really even with qualifications. We're not dissing Bernie in this. It's just not going to happen.
Ray says, Trump will win this media battle this week, but will all be forgotten when the debates get underway. Hillary has more intelligence than him. Let's see. Ildo says, hi, I'm trying to understand how important is the health of the presidential candidate. You make it sound very scary, Ildo.
Yep. Okay. It's huge.
Okay. And
do you remember Ronald Reagan shot almost to death? That was a terrible injury he had.
It was.
And all of the effort made to make him look hale and hearty again.
Yep.
That's all about optics. And it's tremendously important.
Well, and not to mention the reports that came out after as he was experiencing the early stages of Alzheimer's disease.
Right, that was
and
all
reporters,
him.
And
right.
reporters coming in and saying that, you know, they were asked to leave and come back when
exactly.
he was
Exactly, it was
more,
managed.
Yes.
First of all, says Anne, when Rosemary's upset, it's going to make me cry. I couldn't sleep last night over this. In a worst-case scenario, if Hillary can't continue due to health, can Bernie come back? Or will it be Kane and Trump? Who the heck is advising her that it got to this point?
Good point. I think there have been so many missteps going back to that first New York Times article about the email, and she did not respond. Her camp did not respond. The excuse was we didn't have our stuff together yet. She didn't have her full team. But that article was deeply flawed, and she never came out and said it.
The one thing I do have to say is that in the statement that was released by the doctor yesterday,
Yeah, her personal physician.
Her personal physician
woman.
Was at least, at very least, and after a series mm-hmm. of missteps, all the dots were connected. The coughing fit,
yep.
the timing, the Friday diagnosis, the heat, everything came together.
Yes.
And at least there was the narrative that brought everything together that didn't have you saying,
it made sense.
GJ says, answer to the question, who took Trump to Clinton's health condition prior to yesterday's stumble?
That's a good question.
The answer is Ben Carson.
Wow.
Call or look at his website where he is a doctor, outlines various diagnoses of Clinton's condition, gives his party affiliation. There's no doubt that Donald Trump has drawn on Carson's for guidance.
Did he say pneumonia in that in his website?
I don't know.
Wow, that's interesting.
Okay, Joe and his magic machine are going to help us
well,
out.
Well, he also said that she was Lucifer, so I don't know exactly how much I trust his medical opinion on that, but okay.
Okay, and then Mary Jo says, consider that Clinton has been setting things up for a daughter to take over, or at least to get in some future day.
Oh, God, that's crazy.
James
Charlotte
said,
has shown no... Chelsea has shown no inclination
to go into
politics.
Oh, actually, she has. She said maybe. Sometime in the future.
Yeah, she did say that, but sometime in the future.
Yeah.
She's Jane,
got little kids. Yeah.
Jane says, stop. Stop. You, the media, are out of control. Take a breath. She has pneumonia. She's fainted. She's human. Which came first, the media or Clintonian action?
It's true. She's human.
We don't want a human for president.
Well, there's more to the letter. Hold on.
Yes, please. Thank you, Joe.
Who's
to blame for that? Trump tells lies after lie, exaggerates most everything he has ever done and will do, yet you are talking about Hillary as if a murder was committed. No wonder the electorate is fed up with the electoral process.
We have spent
so, in other words,
talking about
it's our
Trump.
Fault.
Yeah, I this whole blame the media thing is ridiculous.
Okay.
There's lots to blame the media for, but Hillary fainting in front of the world is not us.
And I go back to what you said earlier. It's collapsing, I think.
Number one. Yeah, calling it a stumble. Ridiculous.
And also, too, is there anyone in this room who does not believe that this has made it a campaign issue, a major campaign issue of her health?
The Washington Post, which if any media has been pro-Hillary, came out with an article yesterday, right after it happened, before the diagnosis was in, saying, last week I was writing about how this whole health thing was a farce, made-up thing from
Trump.
He said,
this is what I wrote on Tuesday.
Right, and he printed it, and he goes, all of that is out the window. This changes everything. Yes, we need to hear from Clinton on this.
I've edited the following letter. Which begins from Michael. Besides being a disease, pneumonia can be a symptom of other things. And then he goes on to talk about the other things. I'm not going to read them. Let's see here. Joe nailed it. I'm neutral on both candidates. All news within the Clintonian bubble has to be spun and spun, no matter how simple it is. It's learned behavior. Also, I am sure there was so much concern over the potential for blowback should HRC miss the 9/11 event that they put politics over common sense. Spin, spin, spin. Sad result of a life in U.S. politics, Joe and Delmar. Beth said, forgot to sign the email just sent. Let's see here. You don't have to worry about that. Martin says, I believe Hillary realized how important it was to attend the 9/11 event, so she was hoping to get through that. If she announced the pneumonia on Friday, she would be criticized. If she went to the event while sick, she took a chance and thought she could do the event. Don't we all do that when we're sick at times when there's something important in our calendar?
Yes, I think that feels really real to me, especially women who are trying to get something done. You go, okay, I'll just deal with it. A mother, that totally feels real to me.
I can't tell you how many times I've powered through being sick.
Me too.
And I come to work.
I know you do. And it's part of the human nature of those of us who want to get something done.
Right. Still a mistake, but yes, understandable.
But even if you had released the diagnosis and said, I'm limiting my schedule, I'm going to limit it on Friday, I'm going to limit it on Saturday, and I want to be there to respect and to remember the men and women who died on 9/11. I don't know. There's still a way of making that look a lot better than
they did. Even if she had been sitting, it might have been better. You know, they recited the names of 3,000 people. That takes hours.
Yeah, she was there an hour and a half.
Exactly. I mean, even if she had made that announcement on Friday, she could have said, I'm going to come. And she could have been seated. That would have helped. With
a
bottle of water, by the way. She didn't have a glass of water.
Sure. You've written many a press release.
Yes.
In the initial press release from the Hillary campaign, they said that she was there for just 90 minutes. Why not say she was there for an hour and a half? Why say just 90 minutes? That word just made it seem like she was shortchanging it.
No, I agree. Who wrote that? The Clinton Committee?
Yeah, the Clinton people? Whoever the spokesman was yesterday.
Right.
Terrible. Or they might have been trying to downplay it by using that word. She was there for just 90 minutes, and then she left because she was sick. But I agree with you. I think that sometimes their wordsmithing, you know, it's very insular. You know, you're listening to the same people over and over and over again, and they all, you know, and I've been in the midst of this stuff where everybody thinks they're right, and they it gets very insular, and it gets very difficult for a fresh perspective to work in.
Janet says, please do not make the same mistake the rest of the news organizations are making, I'm sad to say, including NPR. When reporting about the basket of deplorables comment, no one mentions that she then proceeded to say that the other half of supporters are hardworking people who have been left behind, and we Democrats need to listen to them.
Everybody mentioned that.
Yeah, well.
Only Trump is hitting the first one.
And Nicole from Greenfield says, you're all buying into the right-wing spin. She powered through as she was expected to do, and in so doing, she was being tough and displaying grit. There's no way anyone could have predicted she would faint or collapse due to being sick combined with the extreme heat. Everything said about her is now through that lens if she hadn't fainted, but it came out later that she'd been sick during the 9/11 ceremony. Everyone would be applauding her right now, except that's not the way it happened.
Right. Yeah. She didn't say she was sick.
Yeah, right.
And there are cameras everywhere. Everywhere.
You people are amazing. Leave Hillary alone. Would you be talking about Trump the same way? No, we've never talked about Trump.
Never said negative things.
We don't know the facts. She's entitled to some privacy without it being called a cover-up. As far as the basket of deplorables, read Charles Blow's op-ed piece in today's Times.
Yes, he said it was impolitic, but not incorrect. That's what I thought it was great.
That's why I said I don't think the comment's going to hurt her all that much.
I don't either.
Democrats are all chortling about it.
I don't think so.
I think Trump is trying to make a big deal about it, going after independents who are undecided. But she's right.
But those
there are many supporters.
But those, all right. Can I just?
Yes. No, I have to take a break, and then Alan has a lot more letters to get to. So let's take a break.
Okay, we'll shut up now.
You know it pays those of us who are being like you guys now. But anyway, but we'll take a break. Okay. We'll be right back.
Support comes from Boyden and Perrin, Amherst, Massachusetts, providing foreign and domestic car, truck, and SUV repair services, and a Massachusetts inspection station for over 50 years. BoydenandPerrin.com. Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School, Ghent, New York, early childhood through grade 12, within a 700-acre biodynamic farm setting, a place to study, learn, and grow. Accepting applications, nurturing living connections. HawthorneValleySchool.org. Center for Natural Wellness School of Massage Therapy, offering massage therapy training in the Capital Region, announcing massage demonstration and information session September 20th at 6 p.m. CNWSMT.com. And from Godfrey Financial Associates, Glenmont. For over 20 years providing retirement planning and wealth management strategies, Godfrey Financial is an independent, woman-owned advisory firm. GodfreyFinancial.com for information.
Good morning and welcome back to the roundtable and our panel discussion this morning. We have many letters and we want to get to those because a lot of people want to talk about this issue, understandably so.
Joanna says, Rosemary, you have it all wrong. Hillary has been running a marathon, and so what if she doesn't feel good for a couple of days? In fact, it proves how strong she is. She'll work through even though she doesn't feel well. That is a good thing for a president. I would rather have Hillary and Hillary's health than Donald and his health. And Libby, you had something to say about this?
Well, we were talking about the basket of deplorables, the whole notion of deplorables, and Trump is trying to go after the independents on this. I think there are independent voters out there who will be like, oh my God, I don't want to be identified as a racist or a homophobe or an anti-Semite or xenophobic or any of the other kinds of isms and hatred that Trump has been using to build his base. And so this will work for her. Mm-hmm. It also gives her the opportunity to talk about these issues.
Yep.
You know, and to point it out, because, you know, I read a poll, 20% of Trump's supporters think Lincoln shouldn't have freed the slaves.
Oh, my gosh.
Hmm.
So this is who we're dealing with.
Anthony says, trumpets, please. Good morning, panel. Health is wealth. Timing is everything. Better call Joe B. If the Donald gets in over this, there will be people fainting and heaving in record numbers, Anthony.
And moving out of the country.
And Joanne from Southern Vermont says, good morning, Roundtable. I felt uneasy about Hillary's health for some time, and not because of conspiracy stories. She looked poorly frequently during her time as Secretary of State, and it seemed to take her years to recover. I'm healthy and a little younger than she is, but I cannot imagine having the energy to be president. So I agree this is serious, and Clinton must take it seriously. And Libby, what I wanted you to talk about before was her time as Secretary of State, which she really was. She's indefatigable.
She was. And yeah, she didn't look great because she wasn't doing her hair and she wasn't wearing makeup and
right.
Because she had a job to do and she was, you know, sleeping on a plane most of the time, not jet setting, but traveling all over the country to keep the world in peace.
Yeah. James says, I feel sorry for Hillary. She can see it all slipping away. Her time was 8 years ago, and it's now gone. I don't think she can now win. And God help us if Trump becomes president for America. She needs to drop out of the election.
Boy, sorry. I agree with that.
You do?
Yeah. That's my despairing thoughts.
Rose says, thank you so much for Joe injecting some sanity while Rosemary and Libby continue to deny that HRC is very, very ill. Please continue.
Did I deny that?
No.
I thought we all agreed, actually.
Yeah. She's sick. She has pneumonia. That doesn't mean she has a terminal illness.
Oh, no. I think there might be something underlying. I'm more open to that, and I think I said that.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so we'll move to the next letter. Okay. Anne says, for women, powering through an illness is working anyway is a given. Trying to avoid handing the right ammunition by confirming illness was a huge misstep with collapse. But prior to collapse, given sexist reaction to women showing weakness, understandable from Anne. And then Eric says, Pocahontas. Hmm? Trump acted statesmanlike and then referred to Pocahontas on CNBC this morning. Mm-hmm. He cannot help himself.
That's
he
what
can.
He calls Elizabeth
right.
Warren.
Right.
He calls
yeah.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, that's the thing. You know, Hillary might be sick, might have pneumonia, whatever. He is going to step on it constantly. He can't help himself. No matter what Kellyanne tells him to do, he cannot help himself.
I hope you're right.
Okay. AX says, really? Don't you think it's a double standard that Trump has allowed such forgiveness or lack of consistent media attention for all his gaffes, none of which are of no fault of his own, in other words, a sickness, and we are floored aghast that she got ill in capital letters and not allowed any recouping time, privacy for some hours? Believe me, media is making this much worse than needs to be. And Marilyn says, please, Hillary's 68 and out there day and night shaking hands with the germy masses. She has a right to be in. Not
but
in
so is her competitor.
Perfect help yeah. all the time.
Germy masses. That might be worse than basket
of deplorables. Basket of deplorables, those germy masses.
Why does this have to mean there's something is systematically wrong with her? You're reading into the conspiracy theory. She'll rest and get better just like the other, any other human
being. Let's
talk
about resting and when there's 9 weeks to go in the campaign. That's not a good thing.
She's home for 2 days.
Well, we'll see.
We don't know.
Narcissa, who we heard from a lot. Never was I so angry at the media as with this false pneumonia scandal. It is not a scandal. Plenty of people develop pneumonia without being bedridden or at risk of death.
Go ahead.
It is one disease, or it is not one disease or one level of symptoms. Go to WebMD.
At the risk of, we're out of time. But at the risk of, I'm going to do what you
did. She made it a scandal.
I'm going to send the grenade out in the last minute of the show. But
go.
We're going off the theory that they're telling the truth that it's pneumonia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
what if it isn't?
That's the thing. And this goes into her believability and all of those issues that have come up time and time again that even the most ardent supporter will say, Really? Mm-hmm. Is it pneumonia?
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of letters about Bernie, Big Bernie.
All right. Well, we'll go. We'll talk more about this, obviously, tomorrow and as the campaign goes on.
And on and on.
Well, thank you. Thanks for everybody for being here. Thanks for all your letters. We'll be back after this.